ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press. That's the newspaper you should be reading if you're not. I was just out at the American Free Press office here on Capitol Hill today, and they're putting together the new issue going to press. And I'm pleased to say I have a number of articles in there, yet even further updates, or I should say even further information about my recent three-week trip to Malaysia. This week we have a story about the keynote speech given by Dr. Mahathir Mohamad at his Global Peace Forum in Kuala Lumpur, and I think you will find that interesting. That's the speech which I mentioned right after I got back from Malaysia, in which Dr. Mahathir said that we should no longer refer to President Bush as President Bush, but as War Criminal Bush, and I would like to make that my own policy. So please forgive me if I ever accidentally refer to President Bush. I always want to refer to him as War Criminal Bush, because that is, in fact, an accurate assessment of the situation. Well, folks, we don't have any guests tonight. We're going to have open lines here, so you're free to call in and spout off. I particularly would be interested if anyone would like to call in and take a contrary position to the rather admittedly harsh stance that that both my guest and I, my guest last night, Mark Glenn, and I took toward a country that is often referred to as dear little Israel, our closest and really only ally in the entire world, the only democratic ally we have in the Middle East, and all sorts of nauseating things that are largely untrue but are widely repeated. So if there are any supporters of Israel out there who want to call in and say Israel is the best thing since sliced bread, as American as apple pie, just as American as George Washington's wooden teeth. If there's anybody who feels that way, you're welcome to call in and say what you have to say. This is an open forum here. And what's interesting is that the people who are most adamantly opposed to freedom of speech and freedom of discussion in this country are the supporters of Israel, the people who control the levers of power in this country, the people who dominate the mass media in this country, everything from ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, C-SPAN. C-SPAN might be the sole exception. I take that back. Needless to say, we have a First Amendment in this country that theoretically protects us, but when our media is so dominated from top to bottom and there is no real open discussion, there's a real problem there, and that's fortunately why we have independent voices like American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network and of course, lots of other good independent voices out there in the media world. Last night, we had a caller who made the suggestion that maybe the military should drop a nuclear weapon on Israel's nuclear facilities in order to prevent nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. And, you know, folks, I'm inclined to think that's not a bad idea. What do you think? Let's call in here tonight. Let's talk, folks. 800-313-9443. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on Republic Broadcasting Network. Has some news notes when we come back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel Ideal Hand Crank Wheatgrass Juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper welcoming you back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you live. It is Thursday night here in Washington, D.C. Mentioned earlier, they're putting the next issue of American Free Press to bed, probably even as I speak. And I do want to mention that my colleague from American Free Press, who now also hosts the another program here on RBN, Christopher Berlin, airs 11 to 1, I believe, on Friday mornings, 11 Central Time here on RBN. Christopher has an article in there about our friend Sam Danner, who was a guest on this show several times and has told his remarkable story of his experiences on September 11th. And, of course, not only is that story going to be in this issue of American Free Press, but Sam is returning to the program here. That is this Mike Piper program, the Piper Report, the Mike Piper Show, whatever you want to call it. Sam is going to be back here on Friday night, that's tomorrow night, with Christopher Berlin. So those of you who have questions for Sam, those who you want to challenge him, he's ready for the challenge, folks. I'm not here to advocate his story. I'm bringing him on as someone who has a story to tell. I'm no expert on the events that happened at the Pentagon. I couldn't pick apart his story even if I wanted to, but if there are those of you who can pick apart the story, then by God, please call in, because we want the facts. We want everything aired, and if there are problems with this, then they need to know about it. This 911 thing, I was talking to a very intelligent neighbor of mine this evening who's very wise to the ways of the world. But you know what, folks? He didn't know that there are people raising questions about 911. And this is one of the most well-read individuals I know, both he and his wife. Very, very well-read people who sympathize with the positions of the Republic Broadcasting Network and with American Free Press. And yet, you know, they didn't know there are questions being raised about 911. So like I say, if you have questions for Sam Danner, please call in here on Friday. Don't Don't write emails about the program. Call the program. Talk to Sam himself. We have three callers waiting very, very patiently, and I'm going to bring them up as soon as I can. But I just want to mention something very, very interesting in the news today. The Washington Times reports that there's a feud going on in the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. There's questions being raised about hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of dollars in donations collected in the past 15 months. Well, I don't know the details. I'm not going to take a position one way or the other as far as whether the funds have been administrated properly by the Minutemen. I don't know the internal details of what's going on there, but there is one significant thing which I will comment upon and I think needs to be mentioned. Evidently, if the Washington Times story is to be believed, to put it shortly and quickly, donations to the Minutemen go through a charity founded by conservative Alan Keyes. Well, anything Alan Keyes touches is poison as far as I'm concerned. I consider this guy a crook. He can sue me for saying that. I watched how he raised money in his so-called runs for the Senate in Maryland. One of his campaigns was managed by no less than neoconservative big shot William Kristol, his former college roommate. He's raised all this money in a race that everybody knew he couldn't win, but he was paying himself a hefty salary out of his campaign funds. Well, that's totally legal, folks, but frankly, I thought it was maybe a little unethical. So I don't know exactly what happened to the Minuteman funds, but the fact that Alan Keyes has his hand in it is very scary to me. The very fact that Alan Keyes has anything to do with the Minuteman organization is most tragic. I would recommend to the Minuteman and the Minutemen and Minutewomen that they disassociate themselves from Alan Keyes, because, like I say, Alan Keyes is poison. This is a guy who deliberately ran a wrecking campaign against Pat Buchanan in Republican Party primaries, trying to undercut Buchanan's base of support working on behalf of William Kristol, this neoconservative intriguer, and now Alan Keyes has got his fingers in the Minuteman pie. Well, that's pretty bad, folks. That is pretty bad. Okay, well, let's go to Edward in Ohio, who's been waiting very, very patiently. Edward, come on up.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
How are you doing tonight?
Okay, I haven't been calling in because I have not been getting your program. I know you've been out of the country, but I have not been getting your program for the past few weeks. That's why I haven't been calling in. It probably has something to do with the sun. I don't know much about that, but I think there's something about sun and, you know, affecting the shortwave propagation.
Edward, this is very interesting. I'm glad you brought this up because it's funny. That was something I make these mental notes of things to mention here in the program, and usually I say everything I want to say, but one of the things I wanted to say was that I got an email from a friend of mine who happens to be in Ohio. He's in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And he has been attempting to tune in this program on shortwave, and you know, I, as much of as a conspiratorialist as I am, as paranoid as I am, I generally assume that if people can't tune the program in, it has something to do with, some technical thing that I don't understand, because I don't know much about technology, period. But Edward, what my friend told me was very interesting. He said that he was able to tune in the Republic Broadcasting Network on shortwave, except during my programming. He said that there is a constant, I forget how he described it, as a bump or some strange interference in this program. Now,
okay.
I think it's rather odd that it just so happens between 6 and 7 Central Time.
All right.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not intimidated by what seems to be a conspiracy of radio, of not you, but most controlled major radio talk show hosts, when they basically ridicule people who use the C word, conspiracy. That itself indicates to me that there's a conspiracy, or it would indicate that there probably is a conspiracy. So I think it's healthy to be cynical and to suspect that there are conspiracies. I I can pick up the station later on, but I mean, I haven't really been timing it like your one listener has been. But that's not what I called in about.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. But
yeah,
I'm glad
you
mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that I'd mention. I mean, that happens to me too, where I forget to do things. I just sent an email today and I forgot one thing, so I'll probably just pick it up later. But anyways, what I called in about was, and I guess I'll make a comment and let you take it from there, and I might have something else to say or not. But
well, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I was listening to the major news media on television. And an Israeli leader, I'm not sure, but I think it was Shimon Peres, said something about, I guess maybe he's been hearing some things, but he said something about that their little democracy doesn't need anyone else to fight a war for them. They can do this one on their own. He was saying, like, it's not like they have to get someone else to fight a war for them. Oh, did that irk me? Do you care to comment on that?
That's an interesting point, because essentially I think what they're saying is that they have the power to blow up the world. One of their leading geostrategists, Edward Van Creveld, talked about the fact that Israel has missiles pointed at Europe, including Rome. Of course, that's a subtle threat at the Vatican.
Okay.
I think that is essentially true. Israel really doesn't need other countries to fight for it. But, you know, if they can get the Americans to do their dirty work for them, they're more than glad to do it. You know, there's a lot of people who promote this idea that Israel is really doing the dirty work of America. But, we all know better than that. I mean, it is true, I'm sure, that on occasions Israel will, in fact, do a job for the United States. Somewhere or another,
probably,
perhaps even in the Middle East. But in this case, we know that it's the Israeli lobby that's calling the shots here. We know that it's these powerful Jewish supporters of the Israeli lobby, backed up with the political muscle of these crazy fundamentalists led by Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. They're the ones who are really directing things through their political clout and through their financial contributions. So it's kind of like icing on the cake when the Israelis can get the United States to do the dirty work for them. But, you know, the fact is, Edward, and if you think about it, the fact is that Israel wouldn't have the military might that it has if it weren't for the fact that it's a welfare state subsidized by the United States.
Oh, yes.
Which supplies these weapons that they use for this for carrying out this Holocaust in the Middle East.
Yeah, that was one of two things that came to my mind. I was listening to a talk radio show the other day, and the guy was saying that Iran is supporting Hezbollah with like a few million dollars per month, like exclamation mark and all that stuff. And then, it took a while for my brain to kick in, but then I thought, wait a minute. How much is the United States supporting the Israeli government?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, what we're talking about. Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I'm glad you put it that way. They put an exclamation point on it. It's breathlessly reported all over the United States. But yes, what about the billions of dollars the United States gives to Israel? What about the billions of dollars we've spent destroying Israel's hated enemy, Saddam Hussein?
And of course, the obvious thing, which probably goes without saying among your listeners, is that the United States is probably fighting this war against Iraq. You know, it's probably a proxy war for the Israeli government.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Israelis would have fought it themselves if forced into it. But if the United States is going to do the dirty work, let your slave state do the dirty work. Edward, hang on for a minute. We have a break coming up here, and we'll bring you back up and then go to our other callers.
All right.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Turned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're taking phone calls tonight. Do want to mention, for any of you who are in the Salt Lake City area, or if you have friends or family there, and if for whatever strange reason you might want to alert them to this, I will be a guest on K-Talk Radio there tomorrow morning. I think it's 9 to 11 Eastern Time, which would make it 7 to 9 Mountain Time, which is where Salt Lake City is. I'm going to be on the Jack Stockwell Show with the guest host, Dale Williams, who's one of, as far as I'm concerned, one of the brightest, most articulate people in radio today. Too bad he doesn't have a show here on RBN. He sits in for Jack Stockwell on occasion. I'm going to have Dale as a guest on this program one night to introduce him to our national audience here. He's a real sharp guy, very personable, and need more people like him. We've got to pay tribute to K-Talk Radio. It's one of the last truly independent local talk stations anywhere in the country. Great programming on there. People like Barbara Jean Whiteley, Jack Stockwell. Highly recommended if you're out in that area. Tune in to them. Anyway, we have Edward from Ohio. Edward, come on back up.
Yeah, there was one more comment I had to make, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
This thing about right to exist. Now, we've heard a lot about the Israeli state's right, so-called, to exist. But how many, I mean, there's something I'm going to say that you might not agree with, but I think that you might agree with this part here. How many times do we hear that? And it seems like only that. And how many times do we not hear about the Palestinians' right, as some would put it, to exist? Or the Chinese' right to exist? Or the Americans' right to exist? Or, of course, the hated white race's right to exist? Are the Israelis the only one that have this right, so-called, to exist, and none of us
do?
Well, evidently, you know, this harkens back to what Mark Glenn and I were talking about last evening. You know, that there is this, David Duke calls it Jewish supremacism, and I guess that's probably about the best way to describe it. It is this built-in constitutional, and I mean constitutional in the traditional sense of the word, this idea that the Jews have special rights in the place of humankind. And, you know, I'm sorry if that offends anybody for me saying that, but that's what their religion teaches. And as Mark Glenn said last night, and I think quite correctly, as long as the Jews persist in holding on to this supremacist philosophy, we're going to have the problems that have plagued the Jewish people, you know, for 2,000 years and are a direct cause of the problems we have in the Middle East today. So yeah, by the standards of the world today, at least according to the mass media, which is Jewish controlled, let's be honest about it, yes, Israel has a right to exist that supersedes the rights of any other peoples or any other nations.
Now here's the part that you might not agree with, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
Because I believe it. I'm going to be coming from a biblical perspective here. Now, a Jew named Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote in the 3rd and 6th chapter of Romans, his epistle to the Romans, something about sin. In the 3rd chapter, he said that all have sinned. And in the 6th chapter, based on what he said in the 3rd chapter, he said that, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And then it goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But the point here is that the wages of sin, which we've all committed, we've all sinned against God, we've all transgressed his law, the wages of sin is death. Therefore, based on that, I would not use the word right. We don't have the right to exist, including these people who claim to be Jews. Now, we have a desire to exist. I think it's wrong to commit murder, and anyone who does that is going to pay the price for it. But as far as a right to exist, based on what I've seen in the scriptures, we don't have that right. You might not agree with that, but that's my statement.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't disagree with it. I see your point, and I think it's a point well taken. So,
okay, that's it for now.
All right, Edward, thanks for calling,
Thank you.
I hope you'll be able to hear me. Okay, let's go to Joe in California. Joe in California, are you there?
Hello?
Joe.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. This is
All
Joe.
Right. I know who this Joe is.
Well, it's not Joe Berkowitz.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna expose you to anything you haven't already been exposed to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Fields. I just commented earlier about Dale Williams as being one of the most articulate, intelligent people in the radio broadcasting network. Well, this is Joe Fields, who is one of the most articulate, intelligent people in the nationalist movement in America. And glad to hear from you, Joe. How you doing?
Mike, flattery will get you everywhere. And listen, I wanted to mention, first of all, I'm one of the people who received that email that you sent out, and I forwarded to half the world yesterday, or was it today? I forget. And, you know, the thing is, you're a very brave man because every night on the radio, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but Joe, hold on. We have a break coming up. Stay
all
with
right.
us. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. We've got Joe Fields from the Nationalist Forum calling from California.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We have a caller on board with us, Joe from California, who I fully expect to be seeing Labor Day weekend here in Washington for the big conference being held in conjunction, held by the Barnes Review and American Free Press. And I'm hoping that there's going to be a lot of our listeners coming to that conference. I should mention that our own John Statmiller from Republic Broadcasting, our main man, John Statmiller, is going to be on hand at the conference in Washington. So I hope people will join us there. Joe, you were talking about an email that I had sent to you and quite a few other people saying, and I put it, there was hardly anything more to it. I said, put simply, to hell with Israel, let the Jews fight their own wars. That's pretty tough talk, but I think we got to start talking tough.
Well, I'll tell you, it was short and sweet and to the point. And and Mike, you know, the thing is, we've reached a point in this country, it is pathetic. We just, you know, people shot off fireworks on the 4th of July, supposedly celebrating their independence. Well, that was independence from England 200 years ago. We have a far more malevolent mother country now, and it's truly a case of the tail wagging the dog.
Absolutely.
We're nothing but a pathetic colony for the bandit state of Israel. And, you know, the fact that the other day, I don't know if you ever watch Fox News. I never...
You have to do it on an empty stomach. I get sick enough reading the daily press.
Well, I do it on an empty stomach when I'm, you know, it's kind of like when you're watching these televangelists for laughs, just to see how bad it can get. And, you know, I'm watching Tony Snowjob, Bush's new press secretary, say that Bush can't make military decisions for Israel.
And the first thing that came to mind was, of course he can't. He's a pathetic slave of Israel's. Israel makes military decisions for the United States. That's why we have our sons and now our daughters in Iraq killing and being killed. And, you know, there's something that I never thought, if you told me this years ago, that I would say that I had more use for a liberal than I do for a conservative, I would have told you were nuts. I always, and I think most of us, always considered ourselves conservative. You know, years ago we used to all call ourselves conservative.
Right.
That's now a useless term. There's nothing in this country or this world order of theirs that's worth conserving. And what it is you got a bunch of neocons, and I spell that N-E-O-K-A-H-N-S. and you know, the thing is, you have liberals, and of course there are a lot of positions we don't see eye to eye on. But I can talk to an honest liberal today, and he can see the problems with the police state, the questions of 9/11, you know, the government version and what really happened, and a whole host of other things that I can talk to, real things, things that matter, that I cannot talk to someone who styles himself a conservative about.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, Joe. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who is a black, as in African-American, a person of African slave descent. He would consider himself a traditional black liberal, a traditional black pro-civil rights liberal. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He calls himself a big fan of Pat Buchanan.
There you go.
And
there
this is
go.
What it's come to in this country. Exactly.
Is.
This is what's happening now, you know, and there are some of these people who are still wedded to this insane devotion to Republican conservatism. You know, I tell you, Joe, I've written several pieces about this for American Free Press, and I wrote about it in the old Spotlight. People argued years ago that the reason why we had to have a Republican president was because we needed a good conservative Supreme Court. Well, it's this to protect us from the liberal police state.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's this good conservative Republican-dominated Supreme Court that is helping set in place this police state that George W. Bush and his neoconservative armchair Jewish gangsters,
that's right,
have imposed upon us.
That's right. You know, Mike, I talked to people several years ago when Clinton was in office, and they were coming around, actually. These were mainline conservatives, Republicans. They could see the problem. They saw Janet Reno. They saw what happened at Waco. And they were starting to even make friendly noises toward the militia movement. They were saying, you know, those guys have a point. Then all of a sudden, they pulled off their little 9/11 caper, which I don't know how people out there feel about it. I think it's the story we're told is totally bogus. I think it was an inside job myself because of the old Latin term, qui bono.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It sure hasn't been the Arabs. It's been Israel and their total war in the Middle East and the American police state. Those were the beneficiaries of 9/11.
It's very interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, Joe, because it reminds me of something else that I meant to mention. Robert Novak, a very interesting columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, he's syndicated. He was born a Jew, but he has become a very devout convert to Roman Catholicism. And although he's gotten mixed up in this Valerie Plame affair, he himself has been a big critic of the neocons and a very big critic of Israel. In fact, he's one of the few columnists who has ever dared to report the facts about the attack on the USS Liberty. In today's Washington Post column, he talks about the power of the Israeli lobby and very interestingly quotes George Friedman of Stratford.com, who said on September 11th, and I think I was probably the first person to nationally publicize this fact, Mr. Friedman said Israel, intentionally or not, was the big winner today. And that has been the case from the very beginning. Israel, they've said Israel and the United States are now one, that if you criticize Israel, you're criticizing the United States.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of you-know-what.
And you know what, Mike? If the story they tell, the government line on 9/11 were true, if it were true, people have to ask themselves, why would they hate us like that? I mean, they hate us because we're free. I don't see any freedom right now. And the thing is, you know, what goes around comes around, as they say. When you stick your nose in the Middle East, when you continually support the people who are murdering them, bulldozing their homes, slaughtering them right now as we speak, you know, somehow they don't tend to enjoy that. And you know, there's a little bit of comeuppance that figures into the whole thing.
Exactly.
And the thing is, we make is this arrogant attitude that people have. How dare they? If they did, which I don't believe they did, how dare they do that? How dare they kill our people? We've been doing it to them since 1948.
Exactly.
And there's no, you know, with individuals, say I live in my neighborhood and I go up the street and I bang on the door and I beat the guy up and I tell him, listen, you better run your house the way I tell you. And if you don't, I'm coming back. I'm going to kill your kids and your wife. Now, if I do that enough, after a while, I'm going to have to look over my shoulder for the rest of my life.
So they make
and the same
about,
thing.
They make movies about that.
Exactly.
The bully. Everybody and, gangs up on the bully.
And the same thing applies to nations. If we follow George Washington's farewell address, his advice, minded our own business, which we did more or less up until World War One, we'd be not only prosperous and free, we'd be the envy of the world, and we wouldn't have everyone coming after us.
That's right. Well, you know, it's coming down to it now, you know, that we are isolating ourselves with Israel and with Britain to a certain extent. And you know, there's going to a mighty price is going to be paid, and I only pray to God that all of the good people in this country who have stood in opposition to this somehow escape that mighty price. Joe, listen, I'm going to have to move on, Joe. I have a lot of other callers, but I want to have you on for a full hour one night. But I'm glad you called here tonight, Joe. I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay, Mike, see you.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Tell Dee I said hello.
Will do.
All right, okay, let's go to Jeff in Texas.
You still there?
Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Mike Piper here.
Yes, very good. Hard to follow your last speaker. Very articulate and to the point.
Absolutely.
I'll just make mine quick. Israel and Jews and Jewish. Hitler was white Jew. Bush is white Jew. And the Jews are the white Israelis that fled the German death camps because they were the inferior Jews. Now we're making everything politics and show business for the dams for them. And now we're at, if voting mattered, it wouldn't even be legal. We pushed it to mass media hype.
Well, it's getting bloodier by the day, Jeff, and that's what scares the hell out of me because, like I say, there's going to be a mighty price to be paid.
Well, that's lead pellet vaccinations that are mandatory. That's all I got to say.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Keith in Rhode Island.
It's too bad your call with Mr. Fields had to be followed up by a call from a real nut, but hopefully I'll be able to bring the discourse back on track. I just wonder what your opinion is on as to what the Zionists are really up to with this ruthless air war against Lebanon. From what I can see, from what I can tell, the plan by the Zionists is to keep Lebanon in a perpetual state of weakness, chaos, and ruin so that it'll pose no danger to the northern borders of the sacred holy land, of the holy state of Israel. Is that would you
well, yes,
concur with
I
that?
Would, yes, that's, in fact, that is the bottom line. You know, that's been a long-time Israeli strategy to destabilize the entire Middle East. And, you know, this is the amazing thing about it. I've made this comment many, many times that, you know, most people want to have neighbors who are living securely and quietly, not making a lot of noise, not having a lot of problems. But Israel, quite the opposite, prefers to have their neighbors in a state of chaos. So they are achieving exactly what they want. Plus, these actions are destabilizing the other regimes in the region because a lot of these regimes are very tightly tied to the United States and are hesitant to take any strong actions against Israel, and yet the peoples in those countries, like in Saudi Arabia, for example, and in the United Arab Emirates and in the other Arab states, they are mad as hell about this, the so-called Arab Street. They don't like what's happening, so that in turn causes them to be hostile to their own government. So there's all sorts of overlapping things here, and of course, the Israelis and their media propagandists here in the United States have constantly been trying to parlay the theme that Syria and Iran are behind the problems in Lebanon and needless to say, also behind the problems in Iraq. So this is just a major attempt to tie the whole package up together and give the Israelis and their puppet state, the United States, the opportunity to finally do what the Israelis want and really establish a greater Israel through the aegis of United States warfare and occupation, and I'm scared as hell, Keith.
What infuriates me, Mr. Piper, is how Bush is always bragging about the need to bring democracy to the Middle East or to the Muslim world, and yet the U.S. government provides billions of dollars to prop up these unpopular dictatorships in Egypt, in Jordan, in Central Asia, in Pakistan, because they're willing to take their orders from Tel Aviv and Washington. So all this talk about bringing democracy to the Middle East is just nonsense. Bush wants dictatorships in those countries to keep, so that we'll take their orders from Washington and Tel Aviv.
In order to preserve the state of Israel.
Yes, absolutely.
Really, that's the amazing bottom line of it all.
And
that's the amazing bottom line of it all.
And don't forget, sir, that it's not only the American taxpayer who's forced to fork over billions of dollars to Israel every year. It's the German taxpayer who's also required to do the very same thing, because for 60 years the German people have been brainwashed to the point of being neurotic with this Holocaust propaganda.
Although,
so they also provide billions of dollars to the German to the Israeli government every year.
I'll tell you something though, Keith. There's probably a bright cloud here. In that I think a lot of the younger Germans, and this is, I've gotten different stories, these are all anecdotal, of course, but there seems to be a trend among the young people, the younger people in Germany, who are now kind of dismissing all the Holocaust hoopla and all the, we have to save Israel, we have to preserve Israel because of the Holocaust. The younger German people today are getting away from that. It's mostly the older generation who've been exposed to it for the last, the older people and their children. But the younger people today, they're getting away from that, and I think that's going to be a real problem for Israel and her network within occupied Germany. And and frankly, it's the same problem that's developing here in the United States. Maybe not as fast as we would like it to, but I think the chickens are going to come home to roost, and the Israelis and their supporters are going to pay a terrible price. And what was it you said? What goes around comes around.
One last thing, sir. I agree with your last statement, but it was 10 years ago this week that TWA Flight 800 supposedly exploded because of a little spark in a fuel tank, which is the most preposterous thing I ever heard. But as a result of that, it's to me, it seems rather obvious that what happened to Flight 800 is what happened to the Pan Am jumbo jet over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. It was destroyed by a bomb, but the Clinton administration and their willing accomplices in the mass media conspired to cover up the whole thing and make us think it was just a freak accident.
Well, this is the amazing thing about it. There are so many of these incidents that have happened. Maybe not of a magnitude like 9-1-1, but certainly provocative at the time. And again, we just find the media just so full of lies and cover-ups. So it's just more of the same. I'm sorry to say.
Exactly. There's a real conspiracy between the government and the press in this country, and we're not free at all.
Well, it's the media controls the government, really, when it comes right down to it. Everybody worries about the government controlling the media. Well, the media controls the government, and that means that the people who control the media control the government, and that's what we're up against.
And if no one believes us, Just wait till the next presidential election when a third party candidate starts attracting a lot of voters. See
third
how the mass.
Who?
When the third party candidate starts attracting a lot of attention from the voters, like a Ross Perot, a George Wallace, a Pat Buchanan. See how the controlled media goes after that third party candidate to destroy him.
Well, that's it. The media decides who gets the play, and that's this is why we just have to keep pounding away. You know, sometimes I get very frustrated myself, but what else can I do? Okay. Listen, Keith, I want to thank you for your call.
My pleasure.
Going into the final 5 minutes of the program. When we come back, we have Charles from Houston waiting very patiently. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Reminder that American Free Press is having a big conference with lots of great speakers over Labor Day weekend. So if you want further information on that, be sure to call American Free Press at 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS, and they can send you further information on that program. And you can on that big conference they have coming up. Usually get a couple hundred people there and lots of good and interesting speakers. Now let's go to Charles calling from Houston.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual. So I wanted to say the solution to all this mess is the Constitution. I think taking care of our founding fathers being incredibly great as they were solved the whole thing way back then. The First Amendment to the Constitution. Otherwise, they refused to sign the thing. And that part, the part that says write your petition to government, and other talk shows that talk about that's where I got the idea from. But they have a website you go to, you print it, and you sign it, and you mail it. The petition, they've gotten into thousands of responses. www.closetheborder.com. It's several different petitions. One of them, English the only language. You can't have signs up on the street, anything except English. So it's also in English. And fence the border, close the border, protect the dollar. I mean, all these petitions, several petitions you can sign.
Well, Charles, let me just say something about that. I mean, I'm all in favor of precisely what you've just said, but, you know, for 25 years, you know, our newspaper, The Spotlight, and now American Free Press have been pounding away at that and urging there be attention paid to this issue of our open borders. And people, there have been various groups working, you know, to try to get Congress to do that. But, you know, they passed legislation which expanded immigration into this country. So, I mean, can we really expect Congress to do what's right when Congress is bought and paid for by the special interests? Do you really think, I hate to throw water on a positive thing, you know, but do you really think it's going to do any good?
Well, to be blunt, I don't know how you could possibly think it can't do any good. We have those petitions. We verify they violated the law of the land, because that law supersedes all the other laws there are. It's the Constitution. It supersedes states, bull, and everything else. So how can you possibly think it isn't worth trying?
Well, you know, I tell you, I guess, as I say, I get very, very frustrated because, I mean, I've seen these undeclared wars being conducted, and, you know, the Constitution says that war must be declared, you know, and must be voted upon by Congress, and yet we're in a war that's never been declared, you know, so it's that's just one example right there. I just don't see us really getting anywhere with our elected Congress as it is at this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't see why everybody, the way you guys like you don't want to think it's certainly worth an effort to do it, because we've got something on us, so to speak. We can prove that they actually tried to violate the First Amendment of the Constitution, because people signed it, and that makes it law.
Well, what are we going to do about the members of Congress that have been consistently violating the Constitution? How are we going to deal with them?
Well, if you pass this proposition, right to petition the government, they've clearly violated law, so if there's an honest constable somewhere in the country, or a few around, you know, just arrest them for treason.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Charles, I'd like to think that's going to happen, but, you know, it's going to be a long, long time. You know,
It can't happen if you guys like you keep it from being tried.
Well, I'm not trying to keep it from happening, Charles. I'm just looking at it. I think maybe realistically. Well,
yeah,
listen, I appreciate your phone call, but I hear that music coming up. That means the hour is about to end. I appreciate all the calls. Apologies to those who didn't make it up. Feel free to call in again on another occasion. We'll be here with you tomorrow night, and don't forget, we're going to have Sam Danner and Christopher Boleyn talking about the Pentagon. Call in. If you have questions, comments, or criticism, the phones will be open. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off for now and bidding you farewell until tomorrow night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.